Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, up to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You know, it's my pleasure to be able to hang out with you. And I know it's like a dream come true for you, too. Janet Christie is here. Janet's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Golly, coming up on... we're doing her, she's in her 6th year as a member of our... No, I'm sorry. 10th year. How about that? 10 years. We're going to have our... What do they call that, the 10-year anniversary? Is that like a cardboard, Janet? What is that?
I think you said are supposed to send me flowers.
Is that? Oh, I thought it was an email. I thought I was supposed to send you an email on.
maybe it's paper.
I'll work on the email. Hey, Janet, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Janet is the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. She's also capitalizing on being woman-owned. And she works hard helping all small businesses, but especially women, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's here to help us continue our celebration of International Business Women's History Month. International Women's History Month. Right, Janet?
Yes.
So when is it going to be International Men's History Month? When is that? I said that to a woman one time. She said, it's all the other days.
Oh, well, that might be a little harsh.
All the other 11, she didn't mind that, though. All the other 11 months, she said, are Men's History Month. But, it's fun. We've been having a good time talking to the ladies. So are there myths out there about women that we need to dispel, women in the marketplace?
There are, and I think sometimes we create some of the myths ourselves.
Let me make a note of this. Let's make a rick. Let this be on the record here. Go ahead.
Well, and of course your listeners can tell, but remember that I am from the South and was
there's no way we knew either.
Well, if you haven't heard, noticed it yet, as soon as I say y'all or yonder, you'll notice that.
and online, too. Don't forget online.
Oh, yes. And fixin' to.
Fixin' to. Yeah, that's it. The other one. South Carolina, right?
Yes, South Carolina.
Yeah, I love South Carolina. So, okay. So, what are the myths?
Well, I think all women, and I've noticed this because I've worked with a lot of women business owners and, of course, a lot of women in business because I was a corporate employee before I was working with small businesses and a small business owner. But we tend to try to present that we can handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we maybe are trying to create that myth, and we think that sometimes we think that helps us be better business owners or makes our appearance better, gets us promotions and things. But sometimes that appears more like either we don't know what we're doing because we can't handle everything. No one can. Or we create some kind of mystique around it, and we're afraid to delegate because then that looks like we can't handle what we need to handle. And typically, men don't have a problem delegating.
Mm-hmm.
And if the boss asks us or a customer...
Especially if we can get a woman to do it for us, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, one of the books I wanted to write was Men I've Made Look Good.
I'll write the foreword to that one. I can contribute to that.
And sometimes we think that's our job.
Men I've Made Look Good. I love that title.
Yeah. But... because we don't want to admit that we can't do everything sometimes it's not that we can't do it, it's that it's not the best decision at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of the things I've seen with women entrepreneurs is they don't always get help when they need it, and by need it, sometimes it's not that you can't do it, it's that you should be spending your time on something else.
And well, you know, it sounds like one of the things it sounds like a little bit, though, is not just a woman thing, but a small business thing, a small business owner thing. See, because I've always said that one of the biggest mistakes small business owners make of all kinds is being afraid to admit that you don't know something because you're afraid it'll make you look uncompetitive.
Yeah.
But you're saying that you think that's worse. You think that's worse for women? Women have a harder time with that than men?
I do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And see now here's the thing. As a guy, I think it's the opposite.
Oh, now, really?
Isn't that interesting that you? I've never heard a woman say that. But I see that's from a female perspective. From a male perspective, it seems the other way. Now, how about that? That's an interesting little dynamic there. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the reasons that women get themselves into that bind. I've got a couple of ideas myself, and Janet will have too, and I'm going to try not to get into too much trouble on this topic. 20 till, right back with Janet Christie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.